Today's a familiar story to all of us. The meeting between Mary and Elizabeth. Mary's song, the soul, my soul magnifies the Lord. It's a beautiful story and it's interwoven with other stories in the background of God's people in Israel. The story of Elizabeth, who's unable to conceive, and then in her old age, she conceives a child. The young mother, Mary, bearing a child unexpectedly. John, when he's born, seems to know Jesus. And Jesus, when he's born, seems to know John already. And then there's the story of Zechariah and Joseph, as I mentioned. Two husbands, fathers, who know that their sons are destined for something, but they're not sure what, who then fade quietly into the background. But today's story centers around Mary and Elizabeth, the two different experiences of motherhood. Again, they know their children in different ways are destined to fulfill God's promises. We don't know if Elizabeth lived to hear her son John crying in the wilderness. And we don't know if she lived long enough for him to be executed by Herod. But we know Mary did live long enough to see her son die in a cruel fashion. But yet she was again living long enough to see her new son in the resurrection. Jesus being raised from the dead and starting life anew. Both difficult situations for any mother seeing their children die. But today is about joy. It's about the excitement and the awe of these two women. Two women whose faith allowed them to say yes to God. All generations will call them blessed. And we are one of those generations. What does the story mean for us today? Mary and Elizabeth hold within their bodies and within their hearts God's promise of new life, of justice, and of mercy. If there was ever a time the world needed new life, justice, and mercy, it's now. But then every generation might have said exactly the same thing. God's plan is saying to our generation, to us, maybe to love a bit more, to be open a bit more, and to carry God's light into the dark places of this world. We can listen to the familiar stories of Christmas, sing the familiar carols, and have that little lump in your throat at some of them. Can we say yes to God's plan for us? That's the big question that we have to answer. God may not ask any of us to lead his people out of slavery, but it could be something a little more difficult. Could we think before we condemn people who are different from us, and then be more patient and tolerant of those people? Maybe we need to think before we shut someone out of our lives, and then to seek reconciliation when we fall out with our friends and our family. To think before we assume the worst of people, and try thinking the best of them. To think before we criticize and judge, and then offer to try and praise and give them encouragement. And maybe to pray for the needs of others, and then to be part of fulfilling God's answer to that prayer. What Mary tells us is this, that he looks with favor on the lowliness of his servant, that his mercy is for those who fear him, that he remembers his mercy, and he fulfills the promises he makes. I hope and pray that when we say yes, and perhaps because we say yes to whatever God is asking of us, we too, like Mary, will be able to say, "My soul glorifies the Lord, for the Mighty One has done great things for me and his holy name."